Joining us here in the studio is, long time no see actually, is Robert Parkinson.
Founder of RMG Selection. And you know what? We're not sorry. It's legally required. So let's talk. Let's start with that. On that note, it's legally required.
Legally required. Anyway, Robert Parkinson, leading founder of RMG. That's something official that we have to, like, legally require, as you said. A leading Asia-focused executive search business. Today, we're going to talk about how to ask for time off from work and, boss, I hate the job. Can I do that?
No.
Inevitably, actually, we all had experience asking for time off at work for whatever reasons. Yet asking the boss for time off has been regarded as the most nerve-wracking process by a lot of us, including you and me. And no one expects the leave we asked to influence our career development. That's very scary. And in this episode of Career Builder, Robert definitely are going to tell us how we're going to escape an ill fate.
Well,
of asking to be off, you know.
I can't promise to you that people will escape their ill fate completely, but I've got a few pointers.
Some tips,
Yeah. So I think the first thing I would say is that, speaking as an employer, what I find really irritating is when people come to you and, it's 3 days before a public holiday is due to start, and they say things like, I've got to leave 3 days early, and I've already bought my train tickets.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And to be honest, that makes me want to kind of send them out the door and say, fine, don't come back. So I think, from an advisory and from a pragmatic perspective, particularly to younger people who have less experience at work,
Byron,
you've got to give good amounts of notice. And then I think people are very okay with that. I think that my personal view is that holidays are a really good idea.
Are we talking about legitimate holidays that we deserve, already written in, the contract? For example, some companies with 15 days, some with 1 month. Are we talking about this, or are we talking about extra?
Well, there's only one extra in my book, as it were, that is legitimate, and that's if you're too sick to get out of bed.
No extra, huh? Unless you're sick.
Yeah, right. But
there are other emergencies in life. For example, your mom, bereavement. Yeah, these things are included.
And that's reasonable. Reasonable. Yeah. But this stuff about I need a day's sick leave because I've got to go and get my nails done or go to the dentist or something like that is just ridiculous.
Okay. Because I booked it a long time ago, and it's expensive.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Robert.
What I would say, I have to say, is that, we have in our contract, for example, I think we have, for starters, 12 days annual leave. And I regard that as a you have to stick by the law.
Statutory.
It's statutory legislation that you have to put in there.
Yeah.
But in fact, people who are going great guns, working super hard, getting great results, frankly, I say to them, I don't care how much annual leave you take, because it's important to have a holiday. There's a great quote from the late, great Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and I can't remember which habit it is, but the point is, it's called sharpen the sword. And in other words, if you don't take time out to sharpen and rejuvenate and revitalize yourself, your performance, your net performance over, say, a year's period is going to be less. I think really what we're talking about...
We all need maintenance,
Of course we do. Of course we do.
You're less productive.
Yeah.
And I think when I was asking for a holiday, for me, it is about productivity. So I said, I'm open to like just helping out when I'm on holiday. I can take pictures when I'm in Hong Kong or something. Do you really want to add that? You can say, I want to be thinking about my job all the time. Is that a way to go?
Let's do it this way with logic. We are talking about the employer side now.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Number one is that you really don't like somebody who give you a short notice.
Right. Sure.
What else you don't like?
I think that people who kind of state it as a done deal, there's got to be a bit of give and take. It may not be the most convenient time for a company to be off on holiday. So, you know, that's the only thing. But for me, it's just notice. You know, I want to know in advance. I don't really like surprises. I don't expect particularly new people, or certainly people kind of in, as it were, intensive care, people who are not doing well at all, to turn around and ask for annual leave. That's ridiculous. I think we also have to remember that in China versus other countries, mm-hmm. we have a huge amount of public holidays. And it's quite clever in one respect, in that you have everyone away at the same time. So you're not worrying about whether people in the office are working, or you're not worrying about whether your boss is, what your boss is saying when you're not there, because no one is there. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, of mm-hmm. course, what that does do is it pushes up prices for train tickets, airline tickets. So, you know, the ordinary Joe on the streets who wants to go to Thailand for the first time, or Hong Kong or somewhere, it finds it costs him a lot of money.
So as I find out that the only thing that bothers you is a short notice, a done deal, something like that.
Yeah.
But anything about language, the way they put it to you, matters?
It's
like a boss, I need a rest.
Well, exactly. And sometimes people, this is quite a Chinglishy thing, actually. Uh-huh. People who say, use that exact expression, I need to have a rest, who've been working for 7 months
underlying,
into their career.
Underlying is kind of critical of your, you know, being working under you for too hard. I deserve something. Do you think this is hard to swallow, or it's okay, acceptable to a boss?
No, I don't think so. I think for people who are hardworking and get good results, good bosses should encourage people to take time out and take time off. Mm-hmm. And it's also true to say, I remember someone who I knew from my days in Holland who said, frankly, it's never a good time to take a holiday, but you still got to take them.
Mm. I recently, Byron, saw a notice being tweeted on the Chinese media, which says the most hard to refuse leave sort of notice.
Yeah.
It's written by a lady to the boss, asking for the leave, annual leave, is that me and my husband have already become strangers. Please allow me days to get reunited with him in another city. People are tweeting this leave, so the holiday cheat. Yeah, and said the boss, any boss facing such a notice, you have to say yes, I'll give it to you. Is that so?
I'm not sure. I mean, to be honest, I get fed up of the stories
playing the words, sort of word games, right?
Yeah,
if it's statutory to you, just to tell us, you know, ahead of time, and then you deserve it, right?
All this stuff about, oh, my grandmother's ill, or my grandfather,
sure.
Which I'm sure is the case sometimes, but it's repeated so often that you know people are doing themselves a sort of communal disservice by going on like that.
On an earlier point, and I really liked how you mentioned that, you said new people or people in ICU. Now, they said that if you're in the job for only 6 months, maybe you shouldn't take a holiday within the first 6 months of working.
Yeah. Well, if I look at my own experiences, I remember when I was setting an office up in Amsterdam, I honestly don't think I took more than about 5 days off in 2 years.
Yeah, indeed. You're listening to Studio Plus. We will be back very soon.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people, share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus, something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus.
Studio Plus. All right, you're listening to Studio Plus. We're in the middle of the Career Builder. We're talking with Robert Parkinson, founder of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. And today, actually, we're talking about the nerve-wracking question that employees like us, we are all employers and employees sometimes, right?
Right.
To the point in our life. And then it's difficult to ask, you know, leave from our boss. But why it's difficult? That means the boss are not so generous anyway. Otherwise, we don't call it a nerve-wracking question.
Well, I think that's true.
What's the fear?
I think the trouble is so many bosses are so insecure in their own jobs that they don't quite know what to do. Let me give you a takeaway for high performers, which I really like. I have people in my business who they produce really good results, or a set of really good results. And then the next question is, oh, Robert, is it okay if I take a week off in 2 weeks' time? And it always makes me smile because I just think it's smart. You know, it's an intelligent way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, get the results in and then ask the question.
That's why I use the word deserve.
Yeah.
Deserve means that you paid off, you worked hard, you know, you deserve something.
Yeah.
But like the new, the question posted by Byron just now.
For sure.
You're a newcomer, you're in this job just for 6 months or even less, you are starting planning a vacation or honeymoon somewhere.
For me, especially, I didn't even take a holiday. I mean, I actually using all my holidays very late in my first year.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that?
I think that it's inconvenient for employers. I can well understand why people or employees would want to do that because it maybe means they can take a trip somewhere nice. But, you know, goodwill is earned with companies. And after 6 months, you don't have that much goodwill stockpiled up. After 2 or 3 years, you do. So I would be reluctant to do that. You know, it's the last firm I worked for was good enough to give me 2 months off as a sabbatical, but I'd worked there for 11 years. So in a sense, you know, I kind of deserved that. So I do think it's important that people see it in, if you like, a sort of commercial or quasi-commercial context rather than a legalistic context. When I hear people say, I'm going to the UK for these days, and they put it to you as a foregone conclusion, or they say, I'm entitled to this amount of vacation, I don't like that. I find that rather legalistic and a rather immature way to make your point. Put it in a different way. Say, mm-hmm. I've done this really good job. I'm one of the things I enjoy doing is going on holiday. So is it okay if I go away in February?
See, language matters.
Yeah, I think, absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's so smart you just mentioned that, because actually when I asked for my annual leave maybe last month, I said, my boss, I did this. Can I also have holiday here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like putting the good with the bad. But it really shouldn't be bad, though.
No, it's not at all. And, you know, I think the issue, there's a pragmatic issue for China in particular at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think if holidays were more spread out, and I think this, the days of having huge, great chunks of holiday for Chinese New Year or the golden
mid-autumn.
I think those days will have to come to an end because, you know, for one thing, China is now an extremely important player in a global market.
Mm-hmm.
And global markets don't shut down for 2 weeks.
No.
You know, and I think Chinese companies in China has to really appreciate that.
The very beginning to design the Golden Week sort of your holidays is to boost the country's domestic sort of tourism and consumption to spur, you know, boost to sort of consumption.
Sure.
But it seems to me like you said, it is not really working very well nowadays, and maybe in the future. We have already canceled one because we used to have two Golden Weeks weekend, you know, Golden Weeks. One is the May Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And now we have only one, like the national day holiday. But if we talk about the festivals, Spring Festival, which is quite similar to Christmas, I think that's the most important holiday people cherish, right?
For sure.
So you cannot really shorten it or, you know.
It's clearly, it is effectively
belittle
China.
Belittle it or
Chinese
devalue
people's,
it. Yeah. No,
Chinese people's Christmas.
Yes, indeed.
But the other point I would make is that this business of swapping weekdays for days at the weekend, so you can have 5 days altogether, it tends to end up with people and working either 6 days in a row afterwards or even 7 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And after day four or five, people have kind of given up anyway.
Yeah, productivity has gone down.
What we do is we simply say, well, you can have the weekends off anyway because you're not going to be doing much anyway, so you might as well take the time off.
Yeah, especially, Robert, because if those people work on Saturdays and Sundays, how many people in banks in America or Europe are actually working on those days as well? Exactly. Probably not many.
Exactly.
Yeah, so bank holidays are really a big issue. There should be probably less of them.
Go back to the one that whenever we land on a job, either with Robert or with the radio or whatever, it's every sort of your entitlement to holidays are already written, right? But why it is still that difficult to ask for leave?
Yeah.
And do you think in the boss's sort of management's heart, you're judging people still by... Well, you are happy to see young people, especially, to voluntarily give up their holidays?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But what I would say is that I think often companies shoot themselves in the foot a little bit by being inconsistent with their annual leave policies. So in other words, this person you can have as much as you like, this person not. So I think, delegating it down to an HR person, for example, is a very good idea, who will simply apply the rules fairly evenly and equally. And for me, that's very important. I have to admit, I find it very difficult to say, no, you must not have a holiday.
I want to conclude is that there are people who may just confront three of us with that this is written, this is my rights, and this is statutory, right? Why should we still be talking about it? But I want to say, in summary, that your manner towards the job counts.
I think that sums it up in one.
Yes, indeed. Whether it's, people can tell, holiday over work, or work over holiday.
Yeah.
It's like, people can judge you and observe you from day one you came into the team, to work together. So if you can be sure you take this job seriously, you work really hard, and your holiday taking, although you are entitled to it, is still secondary because you put work more important than that one. And then at that time, you deserve your days off, and to put it in a nice diplomatic way to your boss. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well put.
Any other questions?
Well, I just, one last thing to add. I think it's all about coordinating with your colleagues. So is it better to maybe let the people with families have holidays in summer and don't take that away from them?
Possibly. I think what is really important actually is the culture of a company. And you create an environment where if people put a great deal of discretionary effort into their jobs, in other words, if they don't just do the minimum, but they do a lot more than they could do or should do, if you like.
Committed
then,
or dedicated.
They're much more committed than they could be. Then it's makes sense to pay that back by being very generous on annual leave and what people want to do. And that comes down to knowing your staff well, I think. Mm.
Yes, indeed. The consideration is mutual.
Yeah.
Right? If I care, okay, we're talking about either government sort of management or a private owner of a company like Robert. Mm. If I'm concerned about the business of the company, and the boss would be concerned about your well-being. Is that so?
I think so. I think the number one thing people want to find out is that their companies care about them, not just as number crunchers, but as people.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you very much, Robert Parkinson, founder of RMG Selection. We were talking about asking for time off work. We learned a lot.
We need to work
hard. Great to be here.